Hey y'all, and welcome to Talk Your Shit, a podcast for the multifaceted, unconventional Black woman, a space where we'll be diving into our raw and authentic emotions about navigating this thing we call life. My name is Kendall Dominique, and I am your host. Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of Talk Your Shit. So, this episode is for my perfectionists. This episode is for my overthinkers. Come on, baby. Come take a seat. Come talk to me for a minute, okay? Come talk to me. We're gonna talk today. Because, honey, I need you to breathe. And this is a reminder for me also. Because I am also a recovering perfectionist and a recovering overthinker. And so, if that is you, sit that ass down. And let's talk for a minute, okay? Because we need constant, gentle reminders to be kind to ourselves as we navigate change, as well as understanding that even though we plan things out, that doesn't mean they're always going to turn out the way we think they are. That doesn't mean that you beat yourself up. That doesn't mean that we fall back into spiraling thinking of what I could or should have done in that moment. We just need to be present. Be present in our bodies, be present in our minds, and especially be present with spirit, God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you believe in, and be present with your ancestors. Listen, 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 Linda, listen, okay? Because a lot of times for us overthinkers and our perfectionists, overthinkers and perfectionists, that we get into spaces where we start to, I should have done this. I should have done that. Why didn't I think about this? Oh my gosh, why didn't you do that? And it's like, hey, guess what? Shit happens. As we live life, no matter how much we plan, or no matter how much we put all the pieces together, it does not mean that it is going to be the way we think it is. It's not going to be a perfect fit. Instead of thinking of life as a puzzle, think of it as Tetris, where you're like kind of fitting in boxes where, you know, where they fit and having to shift and maybe adapt a smaller box into this area or put a larger box in that area to make a full piece instead of puzzles fitting perfectly into each other. Because I think a lot of times we think that life is like a puzzle and every little piece will fit perfectly into one another, but really it's Tetris, right? We're building as we go. Swift. Sometimes slowly, because not everything requires swift movement, but you're really going to have to be patient with yourself. And change is difficult. I feel like the last few episodes I've been talking about change, but I feel like a lot of people in my life and a lot of people that I've been navigating have been talking about change, whether that's internally, within their community structures, and also within the world. Shit is different, okay? It is not the same. It is not the same as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It is just a different world, right? And we're having to adjust, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually to what is happening around us. And a lot of us who had plans for this year, the last few years, they didn't work out the way we thought they would. And so we're having to move forward, right? We're having to move forward and trust that everything is okay. But for my overthinkers and my perfectionists, that could have taken a damper on your life plans, right? The things that you have planned for yourself, especially my perfectionist. It's like, I have this plan and this plan and this plan. But a lot of times when we create these plans, sometimes we have a hard time pivoting and moving on from it. So if you're an overthinker and a perfectionist and you create this plan and it doesn't go how you thought it was, you're going to constantly be thinking about how you messed up in that moment. Instead of thinking about the future and how you want to progress, you're constantly thinking about, well, this really impacted my whole future of what I planned. And honey, this ain't no dig. This ain't no dig on you because I am the exact same way. I can't count how many times I said, well, if this didn't happen, like I would already be where I thought I would be. And it's like, okay, it happened. So now what? Now what's the plan? But our perfectionism keeps us in this past thinking of like, this stopped me from getting this, instead of being like, okay, this didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. And so now I'm having to pivot in this direction, right? As we are navigating this, we have to remember to be gentle and patient with ourselves, that everything is not going to happen on our timing. It's going to happen in divine timing, and there's a difference, right? I truly believe that things happen in the right time. When you're mentally, physically, and spiritually ready for things, they will align, right? Now, some things we got to take accountability for, right? And that's something that I want to talk about as we kind of tap into this mindset of like spiraling, this spiraling mindset, this scarcity mindset, is that also you have to take accountability for your actions, right? The things that you've been doing, the people that you've been surrounding yourself in, those all play a role in the way things turn out in your life. If you are not staying accountability to your own personal goals, to your own mental, physical, and spiritual well-being, then things will not be in alignment, right? If you're surrounding yourself in people or in community that is constantly in a scarcity mindset or constantly in a space of lack, you're going to then adopt and digest all of that energy that they're holding. So you have to be mindful as you navigate these things. But I really wanted to touch on, how are you creating space for change as an overthinker and a perfectionist? Because we get into spaces where we stay stuck in the past instead of moving forward, that we create these barriers for ourselves because we were so stuck on this specific outcome that didn't happen. And instead of slowing down, going internally, and being patient and waiting for the right moment, we jump out of scarcity, out of fear, right? I think about that in navigating, for me, navigating unemployment, right? Or just navigating entrepreneurship, navigating all of these things. It's like, okay, you need a certain thing right now, right? You want a certain thing. Let's talk about money, right? You're wanting money. You're wanting to bring in more income. So you're taking every opportunity that comes at you, whether it's in alignment or not. And that is a scarcity mindset. Yes, money is important. We need it to survive. We need it to navigate. But also, everything that glitter ain't gold. And so you have to understand the importance of patience as you are navigating these challenges. Don't jump before it's time to jump. And I know that's really difficult when you're having a need, right? If you really need something at this moment. But there is so much importance around planning, accountability, and timing. I don't care what it is. Because you can rush into another job or rush into another opportunity, and it lands you in back in the same place you were before you got into that. Because you didn't take the time to think about what happened, what did I need to shift or change, whether that is in my surrounding areas, in my mental. And also, did you take the time to listen to your gut and your intuition? Our intuition is so important. There's always something in our gut that tells us, don't do that. I don't think this is right. But because of our scarcity mentality, we're like, you know what, intuition, be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. But a lot of times it do. And then we'd be sitting in that place like, damn, I should have listened to myself. Or listen to the people around you. Because look, I know that sometimes I have a hard time receiving feedback about difficult things I'm navigating. But people who truly love you and have genuine care for you will tell you the real, okay? So please Listen to your community. Please listen to your intuition. It is so important, especially as you are overthinking, because as you're overthinking, you're not in your body. You're out here in all these other places, but where you need to be is in your physical body. And take note of what is actually coming up instead of pulling yourself in all of these directions of, like I said earlier, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but you didn't. Okay, and so now you're here. You did it, and now you're here. And so you're having to figure out now what it looks like to be present in what's currently happening. To be present in what's currently happening requires the intentionality around stillness. I know it's the most uncomfortable thing to think about and do when you're navigating challenges is to be still and present in your body, because there's so much discomfort, right? There's so much discomfort in being there at that moment because you're frustrated, you may be angry, you may be sad, confused around like, what the fuck is happening? The plan wasn't planning, okay? It wasn't happening how you thought it was gonna happen, and that is okay. But your most important tool in this moment is stillness, so that you have a chance to shift and move through what's happening in your body and your mind and in your spirit, instead of like navigating in the space of chaos. You can slow down, breathe, and organize yourself to make the right move going forward. Because if you're constantly in this space of like, okay, it needs to perfectly look like this, or oh my gosh, all these things are happening to me, all these things are happening, in this overthinking mindset, you are not going to make a rational decision. So you're needing to settle yourself, settle your mind, and it is okay to take a day or 2 days or 3 days to yourself to really sit down and be like, okay, what is it that you need? You need to have, especially for my overthinkers, you need to have a personal check-in list. Okay? Like, what is it that I need in this moment? Mentally, right? What do I need in this moment physically? And what do I need in this moment spiritually? Because overthinking, like I said earlier, pulls you out of your body, and you're needing to ground yourself in that moment. Bring yourself back into your head, bring yourself back into your body, bring your spirit back. Everything needs to come back into this vessel. Because you're outside of yourself when you're overthinking, right? And so what are the things and tools that you can utilize to bring yourself back? And it can be the simplest things. And also, please tap in and check in with your therapist. Please. Please. Because those are also, that is also an amazing tool. And I feel like everybody should have a therapist. And I know that everybody can't afford one, because sometimes our insurances don't cover them or different things. And so find, even if you don't have that therapist, but find a space that you can go to where you can get good insight, where you can receive good insight, where you can receive a different perspective than what is in your head, you know? And that also can look like healthy community spaces. That you're able to reflect, and that they're also comfortable challenging your perspectives. Especially for my perfectionist, sometimes our perspectives need to be challenged of like, why do you feel like that? Why do you think that's necessary in this, right? So that you're able to think outside of the box, think outside of your perspective, and kind of shake it up a little bit, right? Whew. Let's just take a breath right there, because that was a mouthful. I need to breathe too. Because, man, like I said, life be lifing. Plans be planning. And we have to, when I tell you we have to, ground ourselves and learn to be still so that we can make rational and grounded and intentional decisions. Because that scarcity mindset ain't no joke. Perfectionism ain't no joke. Overthinking ain't no joke. You will worry yourself sick if you're constantly overthinking, if you're constantly trying to be a perfectionist. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you constantly worrying will affect your physical body. My overthinkers, that affects your physical body, whether that's headaches, whether that's your gut health, anxiety, anxiousness, that is part of perfectionism, that's part of overthinking, that's all those things impact your physical and mental well-being. So for if you think that, oh, I'm just overthinking, it's okay, like, no, that affects your physical health too, and the ways in which you navigate your life. And so that is something that you need to get under control, that you need to take time to navigate why that happens, right? Why do you get to this place where you're spiraling and overthinking? I know for me, my perfectionism and my overthinking came from me being a younger person. So in high school, middle school, is that like I always wanted to make sure that I wasn't disappointing anybody. I wanted to make sure that I, you know, was getting good grades, that I was showing up in school the way I should be, that, you know, I was doing, you know, what our families wanted us to do, especially as a firstborn child. Like, we have this thought in our mind that, oh, we got to make sure to do this, 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 and this, because we don't want to upset anybody or we don't want to disappoint anybody. But it's like, things happen. You're not going to be perfect. And if you never heard this when you were a child, you're hearing this now, you are doing a great job. You're doing a great job. And sometimes you're doing the best you can in this moment, and that is also okay. That you are taking care of and tending to your basic needs, because that's all you can do in this moment, and that is okay, right? And when the time comes for you to put all your energy into your next step, you will also be great at that. Because our perfectionist mindset, our overthinking mindset comes from things in our childhood or adulthood, you know? But especially for my firstborns, we be navigating some different things. And we don't really think about it too much in our adulthood. But I feel like every little kind of thing that happens in our adulthood links back to our childhood in so many ways. And a lot of times in this overthinking, perfectionist mindset, we are needing to tap into our inner child and be like, you're going to be okay. You're doing a great job. We're going to make it through this. It is not the end of the world. It is just one piece of our story. And when we look back at it, we're going to be like, damn, you did that. Because how many times can you count that you navigated something tough that you didn't think you were going to get through, and later you were like, damn, we really did that. We did that. Good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. Hey, bitch, you doing a good job. I'm doing a little dance right now. But just know, you're doing a good job. And again, like I said, be gentle. Be patient with yourself. Everything doesn't require you, actually nothing requires you to beat yourself up over it. Nothing at all. And so, like, removing that mindset of like beating yourself up every time you make a mistake or something doesn't go the way you thought it would, right? Accountability, but not beating yourself up. There's a difference, right? You can take accountability for like, ooh, I didn't put in enough work in that time. But it has to be reasonable, right? You're not no sleep, no this. We don't believe in that type of hustle grind mentality over here, okay? We rest is a requirement for living a full life. Rest is not a reward for hard work. So just keep that in mind. But accountability is important, but also so is patience, so is grounding. And as we navigate that, remember to breathe. Every time you start to overthink or beat yourself up about something, take a deep breath, exhale, and be like, all right, That was not reasonable thinking in that moment. Let me take a moment to breathe. Let me take a moment to tap into myself and think about what I need in this moment and how we can move forward. And so, thank you for joining me for another episode of Talk Your Shit. And you know what we always do? We end with a journaling prompt. So, for my overthinkers, for my perfectionists, for my folks with the scarcity mindset, the journaling prompt is, when I have these moments, how can I bring myself back into my body? So when I'm moving out of a space of perfectionism, when I'm overthinking, when I'm in a scarcity mindset, how can I sit in stillness and bring myself back into my body? Thank you for joining another episode of Talk Your Shit, and I'll see you next time. Bye!